This is the Steve Cochran Show.
It's probably my favorite Who song.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall.
Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. You know, it's not just a restaurant, it's a way of life. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the win the other night. Ponics hat trick, that was fun.
That was a needed win. It was an important game in a lot of ways, and got off to a good start, and then you know, they got themselves back in the game, and obviously it was a big goal there to get that extra one to get 4-2. And nice to see him get the hat trick. Great play by Kaner, and certainly there's some areas we still got to improve upon and look to get better here against a team that's very good and very dangerous here tonight in Philly.
Yeah, you know, and I'd forgotten how good they were last year. I mean, they had, 95, 96 points. They had a great season.
They did. They came on very strong. They improved every single day. And, you know, they play a real structured team game. They got everybody coming. They got a real good gap. They've got speed throughout their lineup. They work well together. They hang on to the puck. And, you know, they're going to make us defend a lot. We want to make sure that we get our turn in their end as much as we can.
A couple of guys to watch from the Flyers. Seems like Claude Giroux has been around for about 1,000 years. He's still strong. Is it Wayne Simmonds? Is that the young kid?
Simmonds is a good player.
Scores a bunch.
Watching him play, he had the puck the whole game, and he's can score. He goes to the net, very dangerous, protects the puck well, speed. You know, we know he's going to be at the front of the net on their power play as well. So they've got some guys, and, you know, obviously they got some balance, and they've got a four-line team that we're seeing a lot of teams in our league now playing four lines, and they don't seem to be dropping off in their quickness, and they have a lot of balance, and something that we're trying to get to, and we feel it was better in our last game, but it's got to get better as we go along here.
The Flyers also have a defenseman with the most ridiculous last name in the league, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go live to Dave Ennett for the pronunciation of Shane
Gostisbehere.
Gostisbehere's last name.
Common spelling.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? The NHL tradition of nicknames, Coach, I just call him Ghosty.
Well, they got that name for him, but he's one of those players that's coming in the league and had a tremendous year last year offensively, very patient, runs their power play, gets a shot through, play recognition, extremely high end, moves the puck out of their own end crisply, and he's involved in the attack. So he's got a great start to his career, somebody we got to be aware of tonight. But he came in the league and had a great start to his career for sure.
Joel, the PK so far, the numbers aren't too pretty. And obviously numbers are inflated this time of year. You've only played three games, but is it execution? Is it I know you've haven't really played the young guys as much on the penalty kill. Just too many penalties? Anything you put your finger on?
I think we've probably taken a few extra that we don't need to take, and I feel you take penalties in the game, you lose a lot of the momentum and what we sustained. I think it hurt us in the St. Louis game, and then they got back into it in Nashville as well. But a lot of these are more so from shooting angles and shot blocking or eliminating their entries or pressuring when it's time to go. I think as a group we can all be better, and I think that's little details and basically recognize when it's we can all pressure. Let's go as a group, and when we got a chance to clear it, let's clear it. But I think you're going to have stretches in the course of the season where it seems like on the penalty killing side everything goes in and the power play can go dry, but there's also good stretches where you can win games based alone on how your penalty killing's going, and we've relied on that over the course of time here, and we're going to need that unit to get on a good run, and let's look to keep them off the board, and let's stay out of the box first.
You know, we know Taves and Kane and Panarin. We know they're all going to get going, but who's going to shake loose first?
Well, we're not choosy. We'd like to see them all go and contribute, and I think that Johnny's line had a little production last game, and we'll see what. you know, whether it's Artie's line or the Brett or Kaner. I think collectively we can all look for more production across the board. And I think last game we, you know, I think scoring wise we were fine, but I think we gave up a little bit more than we did in the first two games. So I always like to think that if we check better, we're going to be better offensively. And I think that whether it's the top guys or across the board, I think that that'll enhance our team game. And I think we'll find more scoring. And I think it, those guys usually lead the charge in the scoring department.
What are you guys talking about as coaches? Is the same breakdown for the games or after the first two games of the special team issues? Did you go into special session?
Well, we went across the board. I think we visit regularly with their power play and our penalty killing, and systems areas where we got to get better. You know, whether it was defending the rush or face-offs or D zone coverage, I think we can hold on to the puck a little bit better as well. So technically, I think we're not happy or satisfied in any of the areas because I think we can be better.
I know Hartman got hurt the other night. How is he? And what are you seeing from Mott and Schmaltz, the other young guys, and what they've shown you so far?
Well, I think, Hartman's case, he's getting close. Hopefully he can skate with us this morning. I think Motter's had a real good start. I think he's got a real good feel for the game. We use him in a lot of different ways, and we trust him with top guys as well. And I thought Schmalzi's really improved his last couple, three games, and leading off to him scoring a nice goal, did a lot of good things in that game as well. I like his progress. I think he's got a good feel for the game. I think positionally aware, and him with the puck is his strength. And I think that being surrounded with some with hosts gives him some veteran experience and some knowledge on and where to go and how to play. And I think that's helped him. So I think it's a with Vinny's going to be on that line tonight. So they got some speed as well. So give him credit and how well he's progressing.
Remember the show Batman when we were kids, Coach? And every time Batman would punch somebody, there'd be a pow, a bang, a boom, a little cartoon thing that would pop up. Remember that?
Yep.
Every time Schmaltz scores, you should see a Schmaltz. Just a giant cartoon Schmaltz come up on a big screen. You with me? Huh? How
there
about that
go.
For an
there
idea?
You there you go.
I'm an
there
idea man, Q.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for pretending that you thought that was a good idea. all right, you got to go to work. It's practice time for Coach. They do their skate through and they go from there. Anyway, have fun tonight. Get a win.
All right.
Talk to you later. That's Coach Q.